Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast clear, a low of around 50. In the span of 9 hours from the afternoon of May 30th into early this morning, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department responded to a pair of serious traffic crashes and one traffic incident, all involving Flight for Life transporting patients to Frederick Hospital. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Just after midnight, deputies in Summers Fire Rescue went to the 1100 block of 88th Avenue. A northbound car left the road, crashed into a ditch east of Shoreland Lutheran High School. The 28-year-old Racine man driving died at St. Catherine's Hospital. His passenger went in the helicopter. Speed and alcohol were factors in that crash. Before 10 p.m. Tuesday, deputies in Summers Fire Rescue went to the 500 block of Sheridan Road. A 31-year-old Racine man jumped from the backseat of a car driven by his 30-year-old girlfriend during an argument. He suffered serious injuries. And Tuesday afternoon, a westbound car crashed into a tree in the 17300 block of Highway WG. The 55-year-old man from Trevor behind the wheel suffered serious injuries. Alcohol does not appear, though, to have been involved. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago has ruled the Kenosha Unified School District violated the rights of transgender student Ash Whitaker when it refused to let him use the boys' bathroom and is upholding a lower court's injunction forcing Tremper High School to let Whitaker use the bathroom that aligns with his gender identity, with graduation scheduled Sunday for the 17-year-old senior. A 3-judge panel concluded the district failed to provide any evidence of how the preliminary injunction will harm it or any of its students or parents. One of Whitaker's attorneys, Joseph Wardensky, had this reaction for our partners at Gateway Public Radio.
So now that that appeal has been decided, we will go back and we expect the district court to set a trial date probably sometime in 2018. And we will, you know, undertake discovery and all of the rest of a regular case.
Ronald Stadler, an attorney for Kenosha Unified, said the court's ruling merely returns the case to the trial court to continue the plaintiff's claim for damages. The district will analyze whether to ask the full Seventh Circuit panel of judges to review the case, whether to consider an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, or whether to defend the case in the trial court and seek appellate review later. Plans are proceeding to construct the new Evergreen Academy School along Mount Pleasant's side of Chicory Road, across the street from Jones School in Racine Unified. And now a deal has been struck with the city over road improvements needed to open the private facility next January, even though busing is not an issue. City engineer John Rooney said the matter only reached the city this past spring and well past the point of being able to plan the road update, let alone have any money in the budget.
A traffic impact analysis was done by their traffic engineer that they hired, and they submitted that traffic impact analysis to our office for review. We approved the study that was done. The study necessitated some improvements be done to Chicory Road to make that a safe entrance and exit to that new school facility.
City Attorney Scott Letney mentioned a lengthy and detailed discussion with Evergreen's attorney, which boils down to the school paying for everything, including limited improvements to the road itself, scrutinized by the city engineering department. The recommendation goes to the full council. SC Johnson has announced that their manufacturing site in Bay City, Michigan, recently became the third company-owned facility running on 100% wind energy for electricity. The company is purchasing power for the Bay City plant from nearby wind farms. The other two facilities exclusively on wind power are in the Netherlands and in Poland. The company also has two wind turbines at the Wexdale plant, which generate about 8 million kilowatt hours of electricity each year, enough to power 770 homes. The U.S. Census Bureau is out with the latest estimates on population. They show Racine County gained 223 people at the time the numbers were assembled, for a population of just over 195,000. Kenosha County gained just 15 residents and remains at a little more than 168,000. The city of Racine is listed with a decline of 120 people and a population estimate of 75,500. The city of Burlington's population estimate rose by about 24 and now shows just over 10,500 residents. And the city of Kenosha lost 48 residents but stays around 99,500 in total population. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.